Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. Today, as I read the usual Facebook posts and comments, I find myself wondering, as I frequently do, about the way we were before we were vegan. In my own case, this line of thought often leads me to frustration, and I find myself losing patience with myself, shaking my head in disbelief, demanding an answer from deep down inside to the question, what on earth was I thinking? Because for me, and for lots of other vegans I know, it's like that. Once I saw through the lies, through the smoke screen, through the myths and the pretense to the rotten heart of our collective brutality as a species, I truly found it almost impossible to believe that I had ever lived in that alternative world, going about my daily business, oblivious to the bloodbath I was leaving in my wake, basking securely in the warm glow of my perception of myself as an ethical, quote, animal lover, end quote. The irritation that I feel looking back at my self-satisfied foolishness could, I'm sure, have easily fueled my metamorphosis into the stereotypical, quote, angry vegan, end quote. Thankfully, it didn't, but even so, sometimes in my thoughts, I rage impotently against my stupidity, wishing I could somehow step back in time and give that smug person who wore my face a really good shake and a hefty dose of reality, but I can't. And as I remind myself of this, I am again resolved to try to reach out to those who are like I used to be. I mention the, quote, rotten heart of our collective brutality as a species, end quote. If you're not currently vegan, I have no doubt that you'll be thinking, that's a bit extreme. My old non-vegan self would probably have thought that. You see, this former self still bought into the idea that using other beings was necessary for our health and well-being. I thought we needed to use animals. And things that were done out of, quote, necessity, end quote, well, they obviously needed to happen. But we could at least try to do them as, quote, humane, end quote, a way as possible. I didn't think too deeply about it because I thought I knew it already. The point to note in the last paragraph was that however I look at it, and I'd really rather not, I was a supporter, a funder, a perpetrator of the use of non-humans and all the vileness that that entails, and all the while believing that I wasn't. And there, right there, is the core, the very heart of the lie that I was living. I supported every single issue I could find, petitioning, emailing, protesting about fur and cage sizes, live transport, regulating animal treatment, you name it, I did it. However, there is one thing that I finally faced, and it nearly broke me to realize it. Every single one of these, quote, campaigns, end quote, accepts, condones, and promotes not only continued animal use, but reassures the largely non-vegan public that there's a, quote, right, end quote, way, and a, quote, wrong, end quote, way to cause this sickening harm. And the self-belief that was bolstered with every petition I signed, every email and letter I wrote, allowed me to live this blatant lie and made me all the more resistant to the notion of veganism. Why would I have been seeking an answer to the behavior of our species? I didn't know that we were doing anything fundamentally wrong, hadn't figured it out. I was still working from the, quote, knowledge, end quote, I had learned as a child about what was needed to make me strong and healthy. I did not even realize that our victims are sentient, did not even begin to see the profound injustice that my deluded species was inflicting on these gentle, trusting, and vulnerable innocents. How would I have realized the true depths to which mankind has sunk in its obscene assumption that we are a species superior to all others, when I was fixated on looking for, quote, humane, end quote, ways to harm and kill them. Not one of the mainstream organizations I supported, whose banners I metaphorically waved and cheered, not a single one of them told me that I could make better, more effective use of my time. Not one. Not one of them told me that not a single thing I was doing was worth anything even close to the impact that I'd have if I became vegan and told other people about veganism. Again, why would they? My non-vegan cash was contributing to their wage bill. They couldn't run the risk that I would be so outraged to be told that I wasn't doing enough, that I'd tell them to get lost and stop donating. So I wasn't looking for veganism. I had an obsession with being, quote, humane, end quote. But I knew I was a good person, or I thought I did. Then one day, veganism came looking for me. It came unlooked for and totally out of the Facebook blue. I had been led to believe that veganism was some extreme but optional menu choice that people did after they'd made their donations. However, veganism introduced itself to me as its true self, as a rejection of violence, as justice for our sentient kin, as the answer I didn't even know I was looking for. And when it found me, it broke my heart, it tore me apart, and shone a spotlight on every smug, self-satisfied shred, until I thought the tears would never stop. I have long since forgotten over my, quote, humane, end quote, obsession, because with my new vegan eyes, I can finally see that, quote, humane, end quote, is a word we use to cloak something that we know deep down is causing harm, and every non-vegan choice we make harms someone who is powerless to prevent us. Now, the most important thing about me, the thing that sums up who I am, is that I am vegan. I'm not particularly proud of that because to me it's now a minimum standard of decency that I expect of myself in order to live true to the values that I have always held. And that's another key point. Most of us have always held to these values of justice, of protecting the vulnerable, of refusing to cause needless harm. I am eternally thankful to have been found by veganism. If you're not vegan, please check it out. What have you got to lose? Be vegan. Thanks to Linda Clark from There's an Elephant in the Room blog.wordpress.com for the essay The Way We Were, or Maybe Just the Way I Was, posted April 22nd, 2016. And thanks for the kind permission from Linda Clark to use this essay. And as usual, please note my disclaimer about social media sites, external sites, products, organizations, groups, individuals, etc. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.